Dear friends in Jesus Christ, actually, the past 6 weeks were very intense and dense. Celebrations, Easter, Pentecost, Epiphany, the Jubilee, children's confirmation, as well as the First Holy Communion, parish feast, and today the Corpus Christi, the Father's Day. I'm so thankful to you for all your dedication. We were in a celebrative mood. All your support to this particular community as a parish and a community. Today we celebrate the Corpus Christi, the feast, which the seniors may know in England as well as in Europe, all over. The long procession today with the Eucharist procession in the streets, churches, everywhere. And today the Holy Father in Rome, he will have the procession of the Holy Eucharist from Lateran to Saint Maria Maggiore in the streets. This is all our history. I'm not intending today to elaborate the biblical exposition, but just picking some here and there thoughts. The Corpus Christi is the center of the church, Christian life, parish, our own life, because the Blessed Sacrament. If you go to any of the churches, you will see in the center the Blessed Sacrament, which is the very minute, the smallest thing. That reminds us to Emmanuel, God became man. It's a time to think, how do we respect, venerate, adore the Holy Eucharist? When we come to the church, you all know, just want to revise, or it's a revision of what we have learned. We have the baptistry, which symbolizes an oval shape. That is the womb of a mother. That means the church. We are the children of the church. Our generation came from the church. And secondly, we have an ampo where the proclamation happens. After the receiving the baptism, we receive the word of God. Then we receive the Eucharist. We celebrate the Eucharist. And we adore the Jesus. Thereafter, our life is called Martyrion, the holiness, Saint Joseph and Mary. So there is a synchronization. Our life starts from the baptistry. Then we hear the word of God. Then we celebrate the Eucharist, our own life. Then we receive the nourishment. Then our life is the Martyrion or the holiness. You might have also noticed our little, when you enter into the church, we genuflect, because there is a person Therefore, all our movement, it's not just like in a hall or anywhere. We give maximum respect to the Holy of Holies. And as you might have noticed, when the priest and deacon we came, we just kissed on the altar. What does it mean? It signifies, because in the olden days, on the martyr's body or their tomb, the mass were celebrated. We kiss on the body or the tomb of the martyrs, and we proclaim the unity with the church and the Christ. So also, this is the altar, is the tomb of Christ, the resurrected body of Christ. It has various significance and implication. There is a beautiful veil, the white veil on the altar. It shows the veil over the body of Jesus. So each and everything in the church has its own particular meaning. You might have noticed when Bob was taking the Bible, two children, the altar service, were holding the candles. What does it signify? They are Jesus as the Lord. He is coming down in a fleshly way. He is the eternal throne. The resurrected Jesus is now coming to the world to speak us, to address us. And the two children, they resembles the angels. Two angels were holding the light, the lamp. It shows one in the New Testament, one in the Old Testament. And the gospel is Christ the light. And again, we bring the offertory. What does it mean? It means the bread and wine, the life, the work of human hands. Everything we give to the Lord. Thereafter, we elevate it. And while the consecration, we say, we do in remembrance of me. In the memory of our life, it is nothing other than Jesus. He is ready to give his blood and his body. And the Holy Communion as well. You know, in between, the priest pour water. Why water? It resembles the humanity and the divinity. When the water is poured in the wine, it shows it cannot be separated. The human and the divine nature of Jesus Christ are united inseparably. And the human, our prayers, and the Jesus' body and the blood are united. So each and everything has its own very intense, very, very in-depth knowledge. And when we receive the Holy Eucharist, why do we receive in such a way? Why can't we place the right hand upper the left hand? It has its own meaning. We receive in such a way, just like a crucifix. We memorize the crucifixion of Jesus, and we receive your body. Lord Jesus, we memorize, commemorate the Eucharist by receiving your sacrifice and receiving the body. It's not only just to take, make easy the thing, but to each and every one has its own meaning. So we take the body of Christ. If you might have gone to Portugal, on the way to Portugal, Fatima, 40 kilometers near to Fatima, Balsovar, where Alexandrina, the Kostova, Balsovar, she lived 13 years only by receiving the Eucharist, only by receiving the Eucharist. And the doctors, the doctors, even from the scientists from NASA, even the scientists existing in this world who tried medically, they tried all their best. How can a person live only with the Eucharist? And the simple answer was, she said, I don't want to take anything other than, because after taking Eucharist, I am full. I feel full in my stomach. The same Eucharist everywhere. The same Eucharist Holy Father celebrate. The same Eucharist everywhere we celebrate and we take. Why there is no miracle happened in our life? Why there is nothing happening in our life? Do we give maximum respect, maximum adoration, maximum faith to the Holy Eucharist when we receive? This is the greatest gift that the human kind, this is the credit of the Christianity. That is why we Catholic are very proudly say we are Catholic, because we receive the body and the blood of Christ. So we just think, Jesus, am I worthy to receive you? Even if, how am I receiving? Is there anything happening in my life? As well, adding something to the Father's Day, the Heavenly Father has given His Son. And His Son, there was a time of the Word of God. Thereafter it came manna. Manna in Hebrew means, what does it mean? After manna, Jesus came as a human person, the fleshly form. Thereafter He became as a sacrament. There's a perpetual light. It shows that there is a Holy of Holy. The person is living. So as we celebrate the Father's Day, we thank the Heavenly Father for sending the Father, our Son, the world's greatest dad. Our Heavenly Father has sent His Son. And the fathers, all those who are here, or all those who are not here, the qualities, do we accept? Sometimes, are we not forgetting the sacrifice, the mercifulness, the discipline, the instructions, the love of the fathers, which we received? As Bob at the beginning said, we received the laugh, the smiles of the fathers. The role of a father in the family is incredibly important to their child or children's psychological, physiological, emotional well-being. When a child has a healthy relationship with their father figure, they tend to grow up to have higher levels of psychological health, as well as better quality relationships. We must pray for men in our cultures, and in particular, for men who step up and embrace their roles as leaders in the faith, like Saint Joseph. In the morning, I just looked what is the best acronym for a father. F-A-T-H-E-R. It says, F is faithful. A, available. The father is always available. Sometimes children feel that the mother is always available, but the father, 24/7 time, he thinks about the whole family. T, he's a teacher. He's a best educator. He doesn't talk too much, but his silence, mere silence, is teaching. And H, the honorable man. He honors. He's a very honored. He teaches how to honor others. And again, E, for example, the father is an example in the family. The fatherly love, care, and R, he is a reminder and a reliable. He reminds you, and he is the best reliable person. I appeal you, all women, Today treat your husband or the man better than ever. Let them take a rest today. You go into the kitchen and do everything today. Tomorrow he will wash the dishes. Happy Father's Day to you all. Amen.